Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, with Royd. We are both sleep programmers and hypnotists, and we're going to be talking to you about deep programming and hypnosis and how that affects your life. Let's go ahead and bring on Royd. Royd, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, I want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
I'd just like to talk a little about our programming and our deprogramming. And I'm taking some training regarding on deprogramming. And we all know that a lot of our programming that we go through every day is affecting whether it be love relationships, money, or health, or any parts of our lives that we're not progressing in life. It's pretty much all in our DNA. And so what we do is we just go in and we deprogram all the junk out of the DNA and put in all the positive things in our DNA. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to ask, this deprogramming that you're talking about, does this have anything to do with emotions or you know, having anything to do with the codes?
Well, it has a lot to do with a lot of things. First, the codes would have to be part of our chakras, our spin points, if everyone knows what chakras are and how they work. Chakras is what controls a lot of our body, and it is part of our spirit and our life force. And water is a big thing in our life because we're all emotional creatures that have come to this earth. And in this earth, we know that everything is water and emotional. So, yeah, the emotional body is also part of with the emotional mind. So we're able to go in and deprogram a lot of the emotions that the negative emotions that we carry that affect our health as well as affect our mind, our emotional mind. And we can do this with energetics on how we're being affected by electricity, how we're being affected by chemicals, whatever it might be that might be affecting us, whether it be the emotional body, the body-mind, the conscious, the subconscious, the unconscious, or the conscious, the superconscious. There are so many different areas of the body and the mind that we can work on. But first we work on a lot of positive affirmations, and we take out all the negative affirmations and turn them into the positive. So that's kind of like what we're shooting for. We can understand people's programming a little bit more by them talking about their lives and then see where we need to go from there. Roy, is there anything you want to share about the metaphors?
Well, I just wanted to let a lot of our listeners out there know about these metaphors. I just recently learned about the reverse language. And I don't know, which of our listeners have heard this, but they claim that if you do a recording, whether it be of music or speakers, and you reverse that, on a tape, and the wordings, different words will come out of it. And that's interesting because a lot of those words are metaphors. And a lot of these metaphors have a lot to do with a lot of the things that are going on, with our lives, that are preventing us from experiencing wealth and having good health and and all the things that, you know, we might be, you know, lacking in our lives. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with relationships too. So that's really interesting to find out this information. But, you know, we have a caller out there, Adrian, and I'd like to use some of these this information, you know, that we've learned about, you know, with our caller.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 630 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Mia, and I'm from Chicago.
Leah, and my name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian tonight. And how can we help you?
Well, this is my first time calling, and I'm interested in learning more, and I'm in the process of healing myself.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the worst, where are you at, you know, on your health?
My health is pretty good, maybe minor allergies. It's more
okay.
Emotional healing.
So it's more of the emotional healing then. Have you heard anything about the emotional codes?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And we work closely with the emotional codes along with what we call the sacred geometry codes. And I'm going to go ahead and have Adrian explain that to you real quick, like. You want to go ahead, Adrian?
Yeah, so how it works is we work along with the emotional body. And as we work around the emotional body and the charts, we look at the charts to see where your stuck emotion is at. And then after we have identified where that's at, then what we'll do is we'll take out all the negative DNA energy out of your energy field, and then we put in all the positive energy in your energy field. So we'll do it. We're going to be doing it with a lot of numbers. And I have charts here that I use them that go in a little more depth than just the emotional code. So we don't lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would first like to start out with is the emotional body. Since you said that's kind of an emotional thing. All right. So what I would like to do is I'm going to be doing some muscle testing on you to
okay.
ask some questions. And do you have a coin we can flip?
A coin for me?
No, I'm just checking right now. Just 1 second, please. You don't have your pencil?
Let me see if I have my pen on here. I have to find my pen, John. Hold on one moment. Okay, I found my pendulum. So we're going to check the emotional body to see what you need here. Is this fine to do? Yes, is now the time? Yes, can this be done? And I'm getting a yes, okay. So I'm going to check your emotional body out for a moment. You need to go to the emotional chart codes. Saying yes, okay. All right, is this in call him a saying yes. Is this in the odd rows? Yes. Even rows? No. Okay, so we're in the odd rows. And the odd rows would be, what are the odd rows?
1, 3, and 5.
Is this row 1? Row 3? Row 4?
Row 5.
Row 5. It says no. And the reason why I asked if it was in the other one, because if we don't get an accurate reading, then I know that you have heart walls in your heart chakra, okay? And these heart walls can go a long ways. They can be, or they can extend all the way from many, many generations down in your family lineage. And then we look in the chart and we find out who the who it is that the image is causing that problem.
Okay.
See, my chart is a little bit deeper because it's basically set up for the emotional body, and it's set up for motivation. It's set up for relationship compatibility. So there's all kinds of different things here that we can work with. So we're going to identify what these are. Column A, and I'm getting a yes. Okay, and we're going to identify this anger. Getting a yes. Bitterness. Yes. Guilt. Yes. Hatred. Yes. Resentment. Yes. Is there anybody that you can think of that you wanted revenge on, either in a positive way or a negative way?
That I want to, that I resent?
Yes. Resentment can go both ways. Resentment can be like revenge either in a positive way or in a negative way. The positive way of revenge would be like this. It would be like, I'll show you that I can go out and accomplish things when you tell me that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge in a negative way would be like this. I plan things out to get you back in a bad way. So when you're
does that
more
person,
positive or negative?
Well, it's more it's more negative. I have a my father passed away, but he was really controlling.
Mm-hmm. He's real controlling over you?
Yes. Over the whole family. He was an authoritative figure. Like he
what was his background? Was he what religion was he?
Buddhist?
I was gonna say Buddhist. I was gonna say either Buddhist or Muslim. Okay, so I'm going to delete this from your DNA, like with your permission, which is the anger, bitterness, guilt, hatred, and resentment from your father, on your father's side. And I'm just going to ask if you have any heart walls. And these are part of the heart walls, so I'm going to say yes, you do. I'm going to ask if this is 7 generations, 8 generations. 9 generations, 10 generations, 11 generations. Does it stop at 11? And it's saying yes. So 11 generations, you've had this emotion against your father for 11 generations. Is this in the liver? Is this in the gallbladder? Yes, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and clear that out of your DNA. The anger, the bitterness, the guilt, the hatred, the resentment. Well, all generations and all times and all levels, I clear this energy and cancel it out. 2-3, or 4-2, 2-2, 4-4, 6-2. Clearing those out, those energy out of your energy field. And clearing them out, clearing them out. Cancel, 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 cancel. All on all levels and all generations, past, present, future. And lock it into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Are we cleared on that? And we are cleared on all generations, on all levels, and all emotions. Now we're going to program the positive things about your father. Okay, so anger would be, what would be the opposite, more appropriate? This is just a question for you. What would be the most appropriate answer for anger in a more positive way? The opposite of anger.
Happy?
Oh, yeah, happiness. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring that happiness. Bring it up to 100% happiness. Okay. What about bitterness?
Cheerful,
okay. Program it in your DNA. What about guilt?
Acceptance?
Okay, that's a good one. What about hatred?
Love?
Okay, love, unconditional love.
Yes, unconditional love.
What about resentment?
Forgiveness?
Forgiveness. That's the one I was thinking too, forgiveness. You read my mind. You bring that up to 100% of forgiveness. And program this in her DNA and her father's DNA.
And can you add grateful?
And grateful, okay. 2-3, 5-3, 6-5, 9-2. Multiplying for all times and places now. Past, present, future, on all levels and all generations. And lock that into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, is our mind, body, and spirit integrated? Are we now clear of all emotional codes on all levels and all minds? And I'm getting a big yes. Okay, good. We're clear.
I just wanted to share something with you. With this work that you and Adrian just did, what this has done is not only cleared in your present time, you know, the emotions, but it's cleared all those generations, you know, all of your, you know, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and all the way back, you know, to that 11th generation. And, you know, you've taken part, you know, in doing this, and we just want to, we're happy for you and your family now that everything has been cleared.
Thank you.
And did you feel any kind of energy shift at all after this work was done?
Yes, I felt warm, like heat.
Okay, good.
Through, like, down my spine.
Good.
Wonderful.
That's the spine of your family's life. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's the spine that keeps the family together. It's like the it's like a root.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the family tree. You're
oh.
branching out for help. So.
And before Aiden did this work for you, how was you feeling at that time?
I wasn't feeling heat before, and then after the work, I felt heat down my spine.
Drink a lot of water,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, make sure you drink water.
Make sure that you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Do you have time to work on motivation for me?
Sure, we can look into motivation. I was going to ask you what motivates you, but funny you read my mind. Let me go into personal motivation. Some people, what motivates them is when people say, I can't. I can't do something. And then they turn around and they show you that they can. Or, and they do it out of revenge, you know. That's why I say it's called accomplishments. In a positive note, let's find out what motivates you. Oh, purpose and direction. You like purpose and direction. That really motivates you. Feeling good about yourself. What really motivates you is being heard. You like your voice to be heard. You like to speak your truth. You are a very co-independent person. Money and financial success motivate you. Empowerment motivates you. Your values motivate you. You like to be validated. Motivates you. Trust issues is a big one for you. That really motivates you if you can trust somebody. You know, it's like you'll go over the mountain for them if you can really trust them. The drive to win. You like the drive to win. That really motivates you. If you can drive to win. Courage, that's another one. Confidence. The purpose and direction is like your biggest one for you. Are you a real spiritual person?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably why it's a big one for you, purpose and direction, because you like to know what your purpose is and where you're going in life.
I'm getting that what's holding you back?
Myself. Just being my worst enemy.
I mean, Adrian's identified all your strengths. Are you using your strength?
I've identified
because,
all the things that do motivate you.
No, because I'm scared.
What is your fear?
I'm scared to move forward.
Okay, that's another thing that motivates you is fear and lack.
So you can't look at fear as something to hold you back, but something to cause action.
See, under this chart says personal motivation, And the thing that motivates you are the things that I was telling you. And the other one is fear and lack. That one is a big motivator for you. That motivates you. So if you're scared and you're lacking something, it's actually helping you, not hindering you.
Oh.
It's like revenge. I'm going to show you I can do it. I'm going to show you that I'm going to get revenge. And nobody's going to get in my way. I have it all planned out. I know where I'm going. I know my purpose and direction. And I'm going to show everybody by fear and lack that I'm going to do it. So you have a lot of revenge issues. You want to get back at people and show people that you can do it. And that's why you have a fear, because all these people have put fear in you all your life. So now you got revenge.
I've been struggling with fear all my life.
What is the opposite of fear?
Love.
I think you answered your question by showing more love. You know, all that's going to do is just make things move a lot smoother and be more in alignment.
But think of it this way. If you had no fear, you would have more confidence in yourself.
See, there's only two emotions. Love and fear. Love makes things move a lot faster, and fear sort of slows everything down.
That's a lower level.
That's the lower level.
And I have a book here that tells you the lower levels. Do you want me to read them to you?
I know what you're saying.
I'll read them
the
to
lower,
you right now.
The lower level. Feelings?
Yeah, let me explain just how this works. Number one, fear is powerless. Number two, guilt. Number three, jealousy. Number four, rage. Number five, revenge. We're getting up into the higher vibrations. Accomplishment. Number six, anger and control. Number seven, discouragement and an explorer. Number eight, no, I know it all. I blame. Number nine, worry, planning. Number 10, doubt and activities. Number 11, disappointment. Incredible accomplishments. You're dropping all the way down to these lower levels.
Mm-hmm.
And the one you're really, really close to is depression, powerless, and suicide. So you want to get out of those lower levels.
What if some of these emotions are not my own, like I am picking up other people's emotions?
Well, then that means you could be attached by something.
Have you been doing some work for these people?
No. They're just emotions that just pops up out of the blue.
Are these family members that you're talking about?
Yes. So those emotions come up easier than strangers. But I do pick up emotions from strangers, too.
So what I'm getting is you're very receptive. And you're like me. You're more of a receptor than a projector, like a receiver than a projector. So you need to know how to ground yourself more and protect yourself more. Because you're picking up all types of different energies.
Right.
And empath.
Yes.
So let's do some work on your crown chakra here for a moment. I'm going to put a golden crown around your head chakra to protect you from doing that.
I just wanted to let you know that we're getting close to the end of our show, so if we get cut off, it's just because we ran out of time. I'll let Adrian continue to finish the work for you.
Okay, and thank you very much.
We thank you.
Okay, bring it up to 100%, put up a firewall. Protect her from outside influences or forces or dark forces or anything that she's receiving. Redeem her from mind, body, and spirit. Protect her, put shield around her from any dark entities or other influences. Lock in the place, 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, on all generations, on all levels, and all eternities. I have knocked in place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How did that feel?
I felt tingle. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I did, because you're not as fearful now. You have more courage. And it's okay to be courage, to have courage, and to have fear. And the only thing to fear is fear itself, you know.
Yes.
Fear is just another program that we believe that we have to empower ourselves, but it's not really a motive. It can be a motivation to empower ourselves, but you got to look at fear more in a positive way than a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I told you about revenge, you can look at that in a positive way or in a negative way. I could show you I can accomplish this, but I'm not going to get revenge and pour, I'm not going to pour salt down your gas tank. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the difference between the two. Revenge accomplishment or the negative side of it. Fear's the same way. And that's why it's underneath the motivation chart. Because it's a motivator. It suffering is another motivator. A lot of people have to believe they have to suffer in order to get where they want to go. A lot of people believe that they have to have bad health in order to have good health. That's also a program belief.
Oh, yeah, that is so true.
So we make that up in our mind, you know,
mm-hmm,
and we
right.
go along with it.
Do you have a fear of the dark?
I do.
And that's interesting because I just wanted to share with you, if you were to be in a dark room where there was nothing but pure evil in that room and you were all by yourself and somebody walked into that room with a candle, all that would just completely disappear.
That's
so we have
metaphor.
To remember that the light always overcomes the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome the light.
And that's a good metaphor. A white candle would be a subliminal message in your mind to think about, because that is a metaphor. Anything you can relate to, that would be a good metaphor to break your programming.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can visualize this candle.
If
fear or anything pops up.
See, I have afraid of the dark too. But it makes me feel more confident and stronger in myself. I guess that's why I like that metaphor.
You know, and that's interesting. When I was a little boy, and I would have the fear of the dark, the first thing that would come to me is I need to, something told me I need to think of something that would bring, laughter to me, something funny, something joy, something loving, something that, would make me happy.
Yeah,
and once
comedy.
I brought that thought to my mind, I was able to sleep in the dark without any problem.
You know, that also tells me when people have a fear of something, that tells me that you have a lot of anxiety.
Yes,
you have a lot
I do.
Of
mm-hmm. I have anxiety. I have doubt.
You have a lot of worry and a lot of planning. When you plan something, it makes you worry. Mm.
No, not so much worry, but because I don't look at the future, I don't really I like to concentrate on the present. It's more doubt. I doubt myself.
Worry don't come from the present. It comes from the past. See, when you live in the past, you live in the present, and then whatever from the past creates the present and your future.
Mm-hmm.
So every time when you're not in the present, you never worry about nothing. You're more grounded in the present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I tend to live in, yes, that's true. I tend to live in the past.
You got to let that go.
Now, do you have faith? Do you have faith?
Oh, faith? Yes, yes.
Do you have trust?
Trust?
Do you have trust in yourself? It's like saying, I'll give you a metaphor. I'll just give you a metaphor. You're climbing the mountain, and Roy's asking you, do you have faith to get to the other side of the mountain? And do you have trust that you can get to the other side of the mountain?
Yes.
And that's interesting, because that's the only way that we're going to return back to God. They both are hand in hand, faith and trust. You can't have one without the other.
And if you have faith and trust, then you have no fear of climbing that mountain. You have no fear of the dark.
Well, even in the Bible it says, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil.
I shall fear no evil.
And that's, you know, a wonderful metaphor, you know, for a lot of people, because, you know, with God light in our lives, we're never in the dark. Or, you know, whoever, you know, God is, whether it be Source or whoever, you know, depending on, you know, who that higher, you know, dimension is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is we are not by ourselves, that we have, you know, these higher dimensions working with us.
Let me ask you this question. What does it feel like to feel extraordinary every day?
Extraordinary every day? It would feel awesome.
Now take that awesome and put it with fear. What does it feel like to take the awesome with the fear?
It can crush fear.
Okay, now, what I'm asking you is how do you feel extraordinary every day?
So there would be no fear every day.
Well, what would bring you out of fear is by your extraordinary happiness, your extraordinary things that make you happy, right?
Right.
If you had happiness in your life, you wouldn't be fearful. You wouldn't feel like you're left in the dark. You wouldn't feel like you were abandoned.
Right.
And that's how you feel right now. You feel like you're abandoned. You feel like everyone's abandoned me. I'm living in the dark. I'm fearful. I worry. And in reality, there's nothing really to worry about.
Right.
Because nothing's happened yet to worry about. So wait for that thing to happen, and then you can start worrying about it. Let God
right.
take care of the details.
You know, I always tell my kids, you know, I told Adrian, this is, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
And then we'll worry about it.
Yeah. And you deal with it. You really don't worry about it. You just deal with it.
That's a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
And then you empower yourself.
Yeah.
And then you say, I'm a know-it-all. I know all the answers. That's how you empower yourself, is by saying, I'm a know-it-all. Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yes.
But rather than being fearful and sad and depressed and suicidal and worry about everything that's going on in the world, it's a whole much better to take yourself into those higher frequencies.
Right.
And how do you feel right now?
I feel better. I feel like I understand myself much more.
Wonderful.
That's what deprogramming does.
Yeah.
See, it opens you up to the light.
See, we're being bombarded every day by negative energies, you know, hearing. You know, we listen to the media, and they're putting a lot of fear out there, you know, to a lot of people, you know, that the economy is going bad, you know, that there's no jobs, you know, that all these negative things. We have to remember that we all have the ability of changing things and making things better. We just have to believe that.
See, your programming tells me that the only way you're going to be motivated is by suffering.